Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Pei Hei, Baba Basra 85A, pagination is 169. We'll start on the facing page, towards the top of the page, about 15 lines down at the Mishnah. Hamocha Peris Lachaveru, a person sells produce to his friend, and the question is, at what point is the transaction binding and neither party can back out? Moshach, if he pulled it, velo modad, and they never measured it, kana, it's possible for that to be a valid kinyan. As Rashbam explains, the price was discussed and agreed upon based on the price per pound, per unit of this product, even though they did not measure how many of units are in the container. They could do that later. That's a gilui milsa ba'alma. That just has to be clarified later. But they already agreed on the rate, and that's known, and therefore it's a kinyan. Madad, however, if they did the calculation, they know that there are 147 widgets in this thing, velo mashach, but he never pulled it, he never drew it, lo kana, it's not a good kinyan. The Rashbam observes, sometimes they could count the item into the vessel of the buyer, in which case, the vessel of the buyer would do the act of acquisition on these items because it was in his vessel, and we would have to discuss, which is today's topic, when kelov shel adam are kone, when a person's vessels will actually be kone. One more phrase from this Mishnah, im haya pikeach, if he's wise, perceptive, socher es mekomon, the buyer can rent the location, and if he rents the location, then because the items are now in his property, he will acquire them. This, by the way, is one of the methods that's employed as a kinyan for the non-Jew when he buys the chametz from the Jewish community before Pesach. In addition to making variety of kinyanim on the chametz itself, we also rent the location of the chametz to the guy. And that has a twofold reason. One reason is what we're discussing over here. It is a method of acquisition to own the location, to rent the location of the item that you're looking to purchase. And by renting the location, the item becomes yours. The other consideration, which the Mishneh Berurah mentions in the Siman in Shulchan Aruch dealing with Mechiras Chametz, is that you're not allowed to have chametz in your location. And by renting the location to the non-Jew, we are not having it in our location. In addition to that, obviously, there has to be a demarcation to make sure no one goes to those cabinets or whatever. But fundamentally, once you've given it in location-wise to the non-Jew, that means that the chametz is no longer in your place. Let's move on to today's daf. The fifth line at the end of the line. In the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kelov shel adam kona lo b'chol makom sheyesh lo reshus lahanicho. The vessels of a person can acquire items for him if the vessel is placed somewhere that he has the right to put it there. Yesh lo reshus in, ein lo reshus lo. If he has permission, then it works, if not, not. And therefore, in a truly public area, he doesn't have permission to put his vessel down, his basket down in the middle of the thoroughfare. And therefore, it's not going to do a kinyan. But if it's the simta, if it's the side of Rishus HaRabim, where people do have permission to put their packages down, then if the seller puts the item into that basket, the basket, since it belongs to the buyer, can acquire it for him. Likewise, if the basket is placed in the rishus of the seller, then in and of itself, it's not going to be able to be kona, even though it's the basket of the buyer, but he doesn't have permission to be there. But if the seller says, use it as a method of acquisition, I give you permission to put your basket over here, then indeed, it will have the power to acquire things. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish, Se'if Gimel, Kelev shel Adam, kol makom sheyesh lo rishus lahanicho kanalo. The vessels of a person, anywhere that he has permission to put it there, is going to effectuate a kinyan. Once the movable objects go into this vessel, no one is allowed to retract on the deal because it's binding. It's no different than putting an item in the person's house where the house would do the acquisition, kinyan chotzer. Continuing in the Mechaber, Lefikach, therefore, Ein Kelev Shal Adam Konon L'Bershus HaRabim V'lo Bershus HaMocher. The person's basket cannot acquire in a public thoroughfare, nor in the Rishus of the seller, Elo Imkein Omer Lo HaMakne, unless the person who's selling the item would say, Leich ukne beklizeh, I give you permission, I authorize you, go ahead and do the kinyan through this vessel. And then such a statement would help if it's the area of the seller. Obviously, such a statement is not going to help in a public thoroughfare because the seller doesn't have any more permission than the buyer had until now to put his basket in the public thoroughfare. But again, in the seller's location, such an authorization would make a difference. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.